Hi, everybody. This is Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show. And welcome to a segment that we call Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Colleen Kristen Brewster is the owner of the On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster travel agency in Laguna Beach. And they have been successful for the last 5 years sending people on vacations all around the world. She joins us from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach, where I guess you guys are celebrating another long, hard-fought day, Colleen.
Oh, Phil, we really enjoy being travel agents, and we really, really have a lot of fun doing what we do. So at the end of the day, generally, it's a kind of a tradition that we have, Phil, where I bring some of our staff members over here, and we have a little dinner.
Okay, you are going to be spotlighting China this month. You're on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Seminars. Spotlight on China. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You bet I can, Phil. We've been through a very traumatic time with our two countries. Spotlight on China is a series of seminars we'll be giving prospective travelers to China to acquaint them with that ancient country so that they know how to behave in China. And we'll also learn some of the history, we'll appreciate the culture. And once they pass our seminar, then we can determine whether they should be allowed to travel to China, whether they're ready to travel to China.
Okay, I have been to China, and
How was it?
I enjoyed it a lot. I know you've been there.
Yes, I have. I was there antique hunting about 2 years ago.
I thought it was a very charming country. I thought the people were warm and friendly people. Tell us the things that you found interesting about China, if you wouldn't mind, Colleen.
Oh, not at all, Phil. China is a mysterious land of over a billion people. The first thing you need to know about China is that we were very disappointed. I want to let the ladies know, because women really love being pampered, they no longer have rickshaw taxis. And I want to let the women know that. They no longer have rickshaw taxis. We get so many requests from people. They want to travel to China. They want to experience the culture. Do they have the coolies who carry you through the streets on rickshaws with the lampshade hats? No, they don't.
When you say rickshaws, we need to explain. Those are the...
Yeah, those are the little makeshift carts that the Oriental men pick up and pull.
And isn't that sort of a vestige of imperial or colonial times?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, during the colonial days of China, before their what they call their liberation, that's what the Chinese people did. They had rickshaws and they carried people.
I'm not familiar.
Well, that's what they did. So isn't that something that the communist government sort of threw out?
I don't know, Phil. Did they have rickshaws when you were there?
Well, I was there in 1981. I didn't see rickshaws. I saw small jitneys and things like that, but they were all cars and vans. Why don't you tell us a little bit? So you're saying a lot of women expect that?
A lot of women who want to be pampered expect that. I want to let all of the women know, all of the American women, they don't have rickshaws. It's a very different place. The people dress differently. They are monoracial, which means there are no blacks or Hispanics.
They don't have white people either.
Well, technically, Chinese are technically white. The Chinese were the first people to invent fireworks. There's a lot of things they invented that would have you believe they are a lot like Europeans. So technically, you know...
You call Chinese white people...
Yeah.
Because they invented fireworks.
Well, no, but that's a lot of the culture. I want to let everyone know that the Chinese were the first people to invent fireworks. Roman candles, block parties, sparklers, all of it came from the China people. Something, too, Phil, that most Americans don't know, spaghetti was invented by the Chinese. They had noodles long before they were founded in Italy. And another fascinating part of China, which they told me was fascinating, but you have to judge for yourself because I thought it was kind of different, is the China Wall.
The Great Wall of China.
The Great Wall of China. Oh, Phil, it was really, really interesting to see how people just fell all over themselves for the wall of the Great Wall of China. And
well, now, did you go up there?
Yeah, we took a van up there, and we went to some of the tourist shops.
Because I rode a 10-speed up to the Great Wall of China.
Oh, really? Great. other thing that they have is...
Can you tell me some of the things I think people want to know about China? Like when you say the Great Wall of China, why did they build it?
They built it...
Why did they build the Great Wall of China?
You know, Phil, that's a really good question. Nobody really knows for sure. They don't really know. It's breathtaking, but you ask the Chinese, why did you build the Great Wall of China? Because obviously they speak Chinese. They don't speak English. So you go to them and you say to them, a lot of the people who work in the tourist shops there, and that...
Well, they have little tourist shops in the entrance to the wall there, don't they?
Yes, they do. And they sell baseball caps and hats. And you'll say, why did you build the wall? And the Chinese look at you. They are the most lovable people, Phil. And
wasn't the Wall of China built by one of the emperors of antiquity to keep the invading hordes out?
I don't know. No one could really say. Can I move on? Or?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Another thing that they have in China, amazing antiques. You can go there and buy them, and the Chinese don't really know how old and valuable they are, so you can get a good price. The Chinese are smart, but not when it comes to antiques, so you can get a good price.
All right, hold on. With me is Colleen Kristen Brewster. This is Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. She is talking about China and their spotlight on China this month. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. You've traveled to China, Colleen. I have.
Yeah, and anybody that's interested in traveling to China or would like to know more about China, give us a call, and we'll be happy to tell you about the country. I lost my place on my notes.
Okay, well, you were talking about antiques.
Phil, we went to a really, really interesting restaurant called the Peking Duck Restaurant. What's interesting about the Peking Duck Restaurant is it's in the city of Beijing. Beijing used to be called Peking, but it isn't anymore on account of they changed the name to Beijing. Shanghai is still called Shanghai on account of they never changed the name. Nanjing used to be called Nanking on account of...
On account of they changed it.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, 1-800-44, so it was Peking.
It's the Peking Duck Restaurant. They specialize in Peking duck. It's really, really fun. What you have to remember when you go over there is they sort of, the Chinese are not really as good as us. As you know, Phil, we drive cars over here.
Yeah.
The Chinese ride bicycles, and they're all over the place because the Chinese don't have cars. On account of, I guess they haven't bought any yet. And so...
The Chinese don't have cars. There are cars in China, all right?
Yeah, but you don't see a lot of people driving them, Phil. They're really, really... On account of that...
Yeah, on account of they haven't bought any yet, but they haven't bought... They've bought them, but the average Chinese citizen doesn't own one. Frankly, they probably couldn't accommodate the vehicle traffic.
Phil, I was just in China a year ago, and...
Yeah.
Well, I think I appreciate your opinion, but I think I know a little bit more about...
Okay.
So if you take our China information class, you'll learn all of this stuff about China. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster, and this is Looking on the Bright Side, Spotlight on China.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. This spotlight on China, by the way, Colleen, because of the...
Because we had the crash.
With the plane.
Right. And Americans don't know anything about China. And I am planning a wonderful trip over there in another 6 months. Do you know that the Chinese are really remarkable and that all they need to eat is rice? That's all they eat. And we have Texmati rice and we have basmati and some very flavorful. I love wild rice. But I need to have something else.
Some meat.
Yeah, Cornish game hen or something.
Right, okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Spotlight on China. And she's giving seminars on China to see if you're... I didn't ask her what she means to see if you're qualified to go to China. And what does that mean? Because apparently she's giving seminars on China and China culture to prospective travelers to that country. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. This is Looking on the Bright Side, and we're talking about seminars she's having at her travel agency on China and travel to China. China's certainly been in the news lately, Colleen, and people are interested in traveling there. I've traveled there. You have?
Yeah, Phil, I was there about 6 months ago. If you've ever wondered, by the way, what a China person looks like, picture a Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid with a lampshade style coolie hat. And that's what the Chinese look like.
Well, he's Japanese.
But it's very similar, and we're excited. In the next 6 months, Phil, we're going to be traveling back to China. I'm really excited because I've purchased a beautiful outfit for our next tour. It's very Asian. And
A lot of people might be interested to know what an Asian outfit looks like in terms of...
Well, it's a native dress. It's a bright orange pantsuit with a four-screen kung fu jacket, faux leopard skin pumps, and a lampshade-style coolie hat, the kind that the people who pull the rickshaws used to wear.
And where did you get that?
I got it at a Woolworths.
Hello? Okay, we had a momentary... situation with the phone. Sandy, hello.
Hello.
Sandy, yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. I'm just wondering what exactly you are going to teach in your seminar, because so far you've told us absolutely nothing about China.
I'm sorry if you haven't been listening. I've been commenting. Mr. Hendry's asked me a number of questions. I've answered those.
You haven't answered anything. You've named places, one place to eat. You've told us that one city changed their name, two didn't, just because they changed it. You don't even know why the Great Wall of China was built. You have told us nothing about the culture. You've told us that you're going to wear. But, you know, give us something of substance here. What exactly can you teach us that we don't already know going over there?
I don't know what it was that you didn't hear. I told you about some of the antiquities they have. And
well, you said the Great Wall of China, we don't know why it was built.
That is correct.
Well, I happen to have heard that it was built to keep out invading hordes from the Chinese Empire.
See, even you're not
exactly.
Sure, Phil. Well,
that's what I've heard also.
You've heard that or you've read that?
It's part of history.
Well,
how can
but
you
do
not
you,
know this going
well,
over
wait a
there?
Second, wait a second. Did you hear that or did you read it?
I read it in history books.
So it didn't just come up in conversation?
No.
All right. I mean, the jury's still out on why the Great Wall of China is there.
The jury is out. It's a huge wall. It was built thousands of miles. I mean, it took a lot of manpower, and they don't know why it's there.
Phil, why is Stonehenge there? Why is the Sphinx there? Okay, I rest my case.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, why is Stonehenge there? We don't know.
Do you know anything about the culture, how people are supposed to
yes.
act with other people?
They wear the coolie hats.
Other than no rickshaws
they don't have
there,
rickshaws.
Which, you know, well, who cares about the rickshaws?
Well, I don't know.
So
are you,
about the...
First of all, we're giving a seminar to see if people actually qualify to go to China.
Well, who
I
are
don't
you to
know.
Judge whether they qualify to go or not?
Well, do you have a real interest in China, or are you just calling up to try to one-up me?
No, I'm just trying to figure out what you have to offer, which is so far nothing.
Well, are you familiar with the writings of Eric Von Doniger?
Well, now, see, that's something. Who,
all right.
Who is he?
He is a man who hypothesized that the Great Wall of China was built by extraterrestrials. So
well, now,
we don't...
See, that's something that you didn't even say before.
Well, that is the hypothesis.
Built by extraterrestrials. It was built by Earth people, okay?
We don't know that.
Bull crap. Here is Travis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Travis, we can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm on my way home, and I was just turned to your station. I'm getting quite a kick out of the show. I wasn't sure if it was a comedy show or a serious talk show, but honestly, I've learned more about China in my seventh grade geography class.
Well,
than Colleen,
you know, you did, have you ever been there? You know, that's the bottom line.
You know,
have you ever traveled there? No, you haven't.
You said you've been there twice,
I've
and you
been
can talk
there
about
twice.
Baseball caps, fireworks, and spaghetti. And for you to become an expert on this issue is
are
more
you
than
aware
insulting.
Of the fact, are you aware of the fact that the Chinese invented noodles? No.
Yes, you
no,
know
you
what
weren't.
I am. And are
no.
you aware of the fact that the Chinese built the Great Wall of China to keep the Mongols out?
Eric von Däniken hypothesized
or
are that
the Mongols extraterrestrials as well.
Extraterrestrials built them.
Oh, extraterrestrials built them?
No,
did,
that
did
is
they fly
the
down and come
we
to your
don't know
that,
that extraterrestrials built the Great Wall of China. Eric von Däniken's a nut. Okay?
It's a theory, along with so many other things.
Colleen,
I've traveled in that country.
Colleen.
You haven't. And I think what we have here is a man who's jealous of a woman who's traveled more than him.
Oh
yeah, a man who has seen a little bit more of the world than he has.
Colleen, you've
been
to China.
Don't
you know
condescend
what?
To
Good
me.
For you.
Don't
You're an expert.
Don't condescend to me, you asshole. I have been...
Okay, that's all. That's all we need from her. I apologize, sir. Is the gentleman there?
Yes, thank you.
Or are you stunned, like we all are?
I'm stunned. It's just, it blows my mind. It,
yeah.
You sound like a good topic, a
well,
good show.
Well,
I
thought the
it.
Chinese thing would be interesting for a lot of people. And I think...
You're still on?
What do you mean, are you still on?
Yeah, is that guy still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, came back for more, huh?
No, I think you're the one that went away.
Why is this woman still on the air?
Because she's trying to make herself sound significant.
Oh,
she's doing
you know,
a poor job of it.
I've been to China and you haven't. You know what a rickshaw is?
Yeah, I know what a rickshaw is.
What
you
is
also
it?
You know that I don't wear my little outfit and run around the bar like you're talking about that's a seasoned outfit. Come on.
I have a... What outfit? The orange pantsuit?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so suddenly you're a fashion connoisseur, is that it?
No, I'm just making the point that you're not only a terrestrial super...
All right, thanks a lot, Travis. You were okay for about 5 minutes. Here's Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Mike, yes, go ahead.
Hey, hi, Phil.
It's
so
a bright orange pantsuit, and it is a four-screen kung fu
Hello?
Jacket. Okay, so there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to...
With a coolie
tell the
hat.
Lady,
I got
she's
the coolie
nonsense.
Hat.
She's just talking. She doesn't even know what she's talking. What do you mean?
Oh, so in other words, Beijing didn't used to be called Peking.
No, I just
yes,
can't.
It did.
You don't. I can't believe it. What you're doing? You're talking nonsense.
Well, hold on for a minute, Mike. What did you know? What Peking is?
Who me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
What was it?
I don't know, but I just know she's talking
okay, well,
nonsense.
Okay, well then you don't know either. Hey, Mike. What we got to do is get people on who are at least smarter than Colleen. Okay, that guy was like so stupid he never heard of Peking. Oh, wait a minute. I hear you. Mike's writing on the... How many people in our audience have ever heard of Peking, he asked. That's a good point. Get her out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster's travel seminars to China will commence this weekend. All interested parties are invited to call 213-251-3189. $395 per person for the afternoon seminar. And if you go to it, she'll tell you all about rickshaws and lampshade-style coolie hats. Did you get a load of that guy, that last guy that called up? He said, have you ever heard of Peking, sir? Well, no, but it's nonsense what she's saying. Nonsense? Why, I happen to have heard that the extraterrestrials built the Great Wall of China, too. Maybe they did. I don't know. Good Lord. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Did you ever read that Chariot to the Gods, that Eric von Däniken? Here's a guy that should never have been let out of the cage. This guy thought that the Ark of the Covenant was a radio, and that the chariot that took Ezekiel into heaven in the Old Testament, that was a spaceship. And that the pyramids, that the Easter Island heads, those are all replicas of men from Mars. In other words, the guy is the next general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Thank you. I'm Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Oh, Yes, this is Harvey Wireman, and I am an attorney. I live in San Marino, and you're listening to the Phil Henry Show. And I want to get Phil on the line. Phil, are you there?
Right here, Harvey.
Okay. So you want me to interview you?
Well, that's part of what I wanted to do as part of this hour. I wanted you to interview me and give people a little view, a little explanation of the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. Well, here's a nice piece of information. The head of the National Zoo apparently called the police in Washington, D.C. because of some bullcrap you pulled on your show.
Now, I heard about that.
Yeah, you heard about it. Look, let's make something very clear. Me, Harvey Wireman?
Yeah.
You're the creator of me, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're doing my voice right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and further, you made me an attorney without even consulting with me, didn't you?
I made you what I wanted. What do you mean without consulting with you? I made you...
Don't you think if you're going to make me a lawyer that's got a bad colon, you'd at least have the decency to ask me if I want to have a hard time having a bowel movement every night at 8? Don't you think...
You don't exist, okay? So you're not having a painful bowel movement every night. We're just saying that you do, because I created you and all these characters.
What about that Colleen Kristen, whatever the hell her name is?
Brewster?
Yeah.
Yes, I made her up, too.
And you were doing her voice?
Yes, I was.
Jesus. I don't know whether you're talented or a sick piece of garbage, but you're really a...
All right, well, tell me about this National Zoo thing.
Okay. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C., 2 days ago, you had some jackball on named Lloyd. And he said he was going to go to the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., and put 2 slugs apiece into the heads of the panda bears that are there to pay back the Chinese for stealing our spy plane. Isn't that true?
That is true. And that guy Lloyd is somebody I created.
That guy Lloyd is someone you also created. So let me ask you this. You did the voice of Colleen. You're doing my voice right now.
That's correct.
And you did the voice of Lloyd.
Right.
Okay, smart guy. Get a load of this. The National Zoo called the police, and the police had to call the radio station to find out if the panda bears were going to get shot, you jackass. You're aware of that, right?
I found out about it today.
Apparently, thank God, the cop thought it was funny. Now, where's this Lloyd guy?
Well, Mike, can we...
Oh, don't say Mike, can we get him? Just do him.
All right, Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, sir, right here.
Okay, is this Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
I understand you're a Korean War veteran.
Yes, sir, 1950-1952.
All right, I'm a United States Marine. And
oh, God bless you.
Thank you. Lloyd, my name's Harvey, and I wanted to ask you, did you say you were going to shoot a couple of pandas?
Well, you see, that's... Mr. Henry told me to say that. I didn't want to do it.
Now, let me... Phil, are you there, Phil?
Yeah.
Are you doing both of our voices right now?
Yes, I am, okay. So that probably explains the confusion.
Yeah, that explains why none of us are making any sense. Because you're having to think... Do 2 voices and do this bit all at the same time.
That is correct. But what I wanted to say was, Lloyd said he wanted to go shoot the pandas in Washington, D.C. on the directive of President Bush.
That is correct. I would never go kill the panda bears. I was waiting for a signal from President Bush.
A signal, huh?
Yes, sir. I would travel to Washington, D.C. and wait for his signal. And on his signal, I would terminate the pandas.
Well, what? Holy Christ. What kind of a signal are you waiting for? Something over the radio or something? Huh?
Yes. I don't know. Something, somebody, if I would say, buy the New York Times, then I would...
Okay, so if it was a New York Times commercial, then that would be your signal to go and blow away 2 pandas.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask the host. Phil, are you there?
I'm right here.
Where do you think of this sick crap? I'm honestly...
Well, Mike and I get together before the show, and we look at what's in the news, and...
Well, what is this Colleen Kristen Brewster broad? What the Christ was that? She's talking about the Great Wall of China being built by extraterrestrials, and she's going to go to China in 6 months in a bright orange pantsuit with a coolie-style lampshade hat.
That's correct.
Well, what the hell is that?
You know, that's China.
And I know it's China. You were in Korea. What is that?
Well, that's a person who doesn't understand culture and is a travel agent. I've met a lot of travel agents who wouldn't know the first thing about another country, and they've been there 900 times.
Well, what's the point of you coming on your show and saying you're going to blow away the pandas in Washington?
Phil, can I answer that?
No, I better, okay, Lloyd?
Well, I'd appreciate if you let me answer it.
I'd like to put you on hold, okay? Just shut up. One of the things that I would say is that a lot of these people... What was that?
I just fought my way off a hold.
Get out of here. I just fought my way off a hold. Look at Harvey, there's two ways of doing that bit. There's two. You can say this. I could be on the air right now.
Right.
Like any talk show host, and I could say, I know how we can pay back the Chinese for stealing our plane. Let's go to Washington and blow away those pandas.
Right. Like a lot of talk show. Like a lot of talk show hosts do.
That's right. Or I could create a little bit of theater out of it and have Lloyd say he wanted to do that and get the reaction of the audience.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you're trying to be funny.
Yes.
Oh. And what about these other guys that just come on the air and say, here's what I think we ought to do. You know, all these guys that soapbox this bull crap and they monologue their topic and wait for the calls to come in and everybody licks their ass. And it,
okay, well, watch your language.
No, you watch my language.
Oh, I'm sorry. So everybody...
Everybody's kissing their butt and everyone, yeah. What about that?
I just don't think it's as interesting. I think what we do is different and
people get confused, don't they?
Some people, not everybody. My listeners know that it's me doing the voices of the characters.
It's frustrating for you, isn't it?
Oh, well, what, are we going to get down and heavy here, man? You want to start?
I want to know where you're coming from. You're frustrated, aren't you?
Do you realize that I'm talking to myself right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I want to get to that. I want to get to the core of it. You're frustrated because your program is brilliant, and guys that do one-third the work you do get more kudos, don't they? Don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Well, okay, Phil. You hang in there, kid. Now I'm going to play that better part of your nature that tells you to hang in there, even though you're doing my voice and this whole thing is so sick and crazy. Oh, Jesus.
Let me jump in. Now, I'm a Korean War veteran.
Oh, shut up. Korean War veteran.
Give me the phone.
Gentlemen.
Shut, wait. Ow!
That'll do it, yeah. Don't like that, do you?
God damn.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know. What did I do?
All right, let's say you stepped on his foot.
Okay.
All right, so the whole trip, man, is that's the whole trip in a nutshell.
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. I always listen to your program. I think you do a hell of a deal, a great show, and you're always very informative. You're a little twisted, a little weird, a little gone. I think we need a little bit of that in our lives. And all those World War II boys, boy, that Harvey Wienerman.
Harvey Wireman.
I'm sorry, Harvey Wireman. You boys love to lord that D-Day over us Korean war vets.
Korea was a pile of crap compared to the...
All right, look, at guys, settle it some other time, okay? That was me doing the voices of two other characters I do on this show, as well as calling Kristen Brewster. And for you hardcore fans who don't like it when I give up the act, tough. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray, and this is The Phil Henry Show. In 1991, Phil created me to personify a woman who thought she knew everything but really didn't. A woman who thought that she was in the mainstream of popular culture, but in point of fact, life had passed her by. I have filled that role on The Phil Henry Program for, lo, these 10 years, coming on, being pompous, talking about things I know nothing about, occasionally letting out with a belch like that because Phil's just had lunch. You see, Phil Henry is doing my voice right now. When will these people get it, Phil? Does it ever...
Yeah, a lot of times
It worries you, doesn't it?
Yes, it did. In fact, I didn't get the mic down in time there.
No, I know. But it does worry you.
Well, you wonder when they're going to get it. Yeah, you wonder just how freaking stupid this country, honest to Christ, excuse my language, but please forgive me for that.
That's very uncharacteristic. Usually you have Harvey Weinman do that.
Well, maybe a little bit of Harvey came out. But you just wonder, and...
But the question has often been asked, and I'll ask it now. What if everyone gets it and no one calls?
Then I guess we go off the air.
Then you go off the air?
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother you?
No, it didn't bother me. I don't give a crap. Then we will have done our duty. You know, we will have...
Your mission would be accomplished.
My mission would be accomplished, yeah.
Which is what?
Oh, I don't know, just sort of to find out every nook and cranny of stupidity in this country and sort of pour a big white shining hot light on it and make it funny all at the same time.
You want to make a point and be funny, too.
Yeah, that's... what's wrong with that?
You know, it bothers me because then I would disappear and cease to exist.
Well, that's not going to break my heart.
Oh, what a... You're so full of crap. I knew you wanted...
Bill, can I jump in? Ted Bell.
Hi, Ted.
Yeah. I think what Margaret's trying to say is a very interesting point. I own a steakhouse, you know, that I'm very successful in business. But the thing that I really wanted to say, Phil, was that I believe you ought to see the guys coming into my restaurant on a Saturday night.
See how you're lost for something to say, Phil, and so you make him meander. You know?
Oh, come on.
No, that's exactly...
Wait, I had a point to make.
No, that's exactly what happened. Phil was lost for something to say and made you meander. Me, on the other hand, do you even know why you brought Ted on, Phil? Because you were sick of hearing my voice and you wanted to do him.
Look, Ted, why did I...
Well, I'll handle it, Bill. Why did you, get out of here.
Don't grab my ass.
Get out of here.
Don't you ever touch my ass again.
You know something, Phil? All I did was pat her on the butt to get her out of here.
Don't do that, okay? Be a gentleman.
All I did...
He touched my ass.
I patted her on the butt to get her out of here. She...
Don't pat a woman on the butt, okay?
Even if she's made up.
Even if she's made up.
He grabbed one cheek of my ass.
Okay. All right, so I need help.
Do you ever think you're losing your mind?
Yeah. Every time you guys call. Otherwise, I'm okay. Jesus.
She knows how good it felt, Phil. I grabbed your rear end.
Never mind about it, okay? See, who else we got here? Mavis, you there, hon?
I'm right here, Miss Henry, yes.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I think what I have been hearing has been very crude and rude and lewd. I think a lot of the material you do on your program is lewd. And I also, of course, am a purveyor of a lot of that rudeness.
Yes, you are, dear.
And I hate being old, I hate being black, and I hate being female. And you made me all three. So I hope you die in a jet crash. I know you're going to be flying out of town on Saturday. I hope the plane crashes.
Well, I didn't mean to, I have to... You fill a part of what's necessary on this program.
Yeah, the old, dumb, black woman. That's the part that I... Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I'll take that. That's great. Academy Award time. Yeah, then you just put me away.
Well, look, I don't mean to treat you bad.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you, of course you mean to treat me bad, son. You know you do. You know?
I don't feel it's Rudy.
Now, here comes this man with a la-la-la.
You like that, right? Go la-la-la-la.
Now, never mind. She's 78, okay? You're not going to be going la-la-la-la-la to a 78-year-old woman, okay? Okay?
Okay.
I don't want you to be trying that nonsense on me. Get you out.
Could I say something here?
Yeah.
I think what you try to do is you try to present a point of view which any other show could present, but you try to do it in an entertaining way. You try to create conflict, and you try to bring an air of theatrics to it. For instance, this thing with Chris in the first hour of the program.
Right. Now, that was...
That was very edgy, talking about him making love to 168 women to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing. That was something could be offensive. However, You could have come on the air, like every other talk show host, to say, I am so tired of these anniversaries of these bombings. I am so sick and tired of the commercialization of these anniversaries of these bombings or of these terrible tragedies, such as this Columbine.
And well, that's what I'm trying to say. And
and it took me to say it, didn't it? Because you couldn't say it yourself.
Well, no, I'm. It didn't. You said it very well.
That's right. So you didn't want to just come on the air. Go ahead, try it.
Try what?
Go ahead, do it the way a talk show host would do it.
The
Oklahoma City. So you say, you come on, you say, hey, everybody, I'm so sick of...
Hey, everybody, I'm so sick and tired of how they commercialize these anniversaries and Columbine, and it seems like it's become not so much a remembrance of people who have suffered and died, but it's become a focal point for people to let out their immature angst and vent and be angry. And
there, but that's not interesting, is it?
Well, I don't know whether it's interesting or not.
Well, take it from me, it's not.
Oh, good, gee, thank you very much.
So you need me and other people such as me. Because trust me, Phil, when I hear other talk show hosts do that, I want to puke my guts up. I want to go...
Okay, man, that's fine. I'd rather hear you be going la, la, la.
Where's Mavis? Mavis.
What you want?
She slapped me.
Well, she should have. All right, so bug off, man. You're giving me the creeps. Freaking weird ass. She slapped me. So there you go, man. That's the whole reason why, and that is the, in effect, the execution of this thing called The Phil Hendry Show. Many people wonder how long it can last. Many people ask, what well sprang this... Actually, he didn't give me the creeps. Now, you know, you're right. I gave myself the creeps. I just thank you for that, Craig. Craig reminded me there's no such thing as one of those guys giving me the creeps. I'm giving myself the freaking creeps. I'm going places that I don't want to go. I'm delving into areas of my psyche I'd rather not. You know, when you had Rudy sitting there doing the la-la-la to Mavis, who's 70, 100 years old, that's a sick, sick, twisted thing. Speaking of sick and twisted, we're going to be starting a new feature on our program called What Do You Think Tom Green and Johnny Knoxville Should Do? And we are going to open up the phone lines, not these phone lines, but we'll have a special phone line where you can call in and give suggestions for things that Johnny and Tom should do on their television programs. In fact, I'd like to thank the guys over at the sushi bar last night. While I was having fresh sushi, the fantastic sushi there at the sushi, the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill, they had on the videotape of the Tom Green special where he was getting his testicle removed via cancer. Gee, thanks a lot for that, guys. That boy, oh, man. Oh, it was a good one? Not when you're eating a freaking spicy tuna cut roll, it ain't a good one. So, some of the suggestions we've received via telephone for Johnny Knoxville and Tom Green, walk outside during a lightning storm and hold up a metal pole. And just to see what would happen. And the other one is, remember that joke about the Challenger blowing up because they were freebasing Tang? Why don't you guys try freebasing Tang? Okay, so that's just a couple of ideas. 1-800-449-6-0-5.